Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Ross Slacks, Executive Director of the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. And Ross, welcome to Lanyap. This is
thank you, Corey.
This is the month that is Juneteenth. Let's talk a little bit about Juneteenth, because it's been in the news the last couple of days. The governor of the state of Louisiana is making Juneteenth an official state holiday. So tell me a little bit about why Juneteenth is special.
Okay, Juneteenth commemorates the last days of the African-Americans became free, the last of the African-Americans who became free. It actually happened in Texas. Those were the last ones who were given their freedom, and it happened on June 19th. So that's why they call it Juneteenth, because that was the last day that we did it. So now we're celebrating it, and we're asking that people come out and celebrate with us, because it's just not a holiday for African-Americans, but it's a holiday for everyone.
So African-Americans were set free by Abe Lincoln in 1863. It took two more years for the word to get down in Texas where these folks were.
That is correct. It took that long, because even though he freed people in the South, it didn't catch on very well or very fast. So it took time to trickle down, and by the time they got to the Texans, they were the last one to receive this.
The holiday is going to be celebrated by the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. How do you guys, what are y'all going to do this year to commemorate Juneteenth?
Okay, this year we're going to do a poetry and dance night on Thursday, June 17th. And on the 18th, we will have a short film. Our theme will be called Free and Empowered. On our music night, we will be featuring a lot of people, but one of them is Tawana James and the Gloria Chorus, and LaToya Calhoun, who's an African-American drummer. This will start at 6 p.m. that night, but we also have poetry. We have a lot of different poets. We also have a dance troupe. We also have a mime. If y'all know Reverend Price, Vance Price's son is a mime. He's going to be here that night also. So we are looking forward to having a great time that night. On the following night, which will be that Friday, we will have a short film entitled Freedom. And it will kind of chronicle the African-American experience in this area. Plus, we would also do some interviews with local artists.
We're talking with Ross Slacks of the Northeast Delta African-American Heritage Museum. Ross, you guys have lots of exhibits and things there at the museum, and it's a beautiful place. You've also featured the works of a modern artist. Tell me a little bit about Don Cinconi.
Okay, Don Cinconi is one of our local artists who was born here. He was born in Evers, Louisiana, but oddly enough, when they moved to Monroe, he graduated from Carroll High School. He is a world-famous artist now. He's known all over the world. He's probably the most famous African-American artist in the state of Louisiana, I'm sure. He is writing a book that will be published this month. He will be having a book signing. We don't know the exact date, but starting next week, we will be displaying his artwork. He has some pieces that have never been seen before, plus some other pieces that we will be the first to display. So we will have those up for a month, and also a short film about him and his life. Also during that time, we have the local art competition of local artists who will also be there with their submissions during that time.
You were telling me the museum, for folks that don't know, is out at Chenault Park, right next to Chenault Park. You were telling me you guys are undergoing a remodel right now. Tell me a little bit about what's happening there.
Yes, what we're trying to do now, we basically were pointing toward a lot of different artworks through different artists in this area, and we're still going to continue in that venue. But also, we want to give it a more of a hands-on experience. So those who come in, they can also pick up some of the objects, especially the elementary kids and all, because what we're going to do is we're going to start bringing out inventions that African-Americans were responsible for, and they can actually pick them up and hold them and see exactly hands-on what we've done. I mean, a lot of people don't realize it, but way back in Africa, we even invented things like the guitar and the banjo. We invented the stoplight and all of those things. I want them to have a hands-on experience. We're also going to do some video linkage to other museums, so you can also kind of travel the world with the African American experience.
The museum has acquired, I understand, a printing press. Now, what type of printing press do you have? Is this like a newspaper press, or what did you guys land?
No, this is a printing press for artists. I don't know exactly how it works. Mr. Dahl Jeter, I'm sure you know him. He's going to be the one who has graciously volunteered to show us how to operate this. But it is a printing press for artists to do their art prints on. Around a $10,000 print and a machine, so I don't know exactly how it works, but I do know it was donated to us for that purpose. So we will be having classes with Mr. Jeter and the nephew, along with art classes by Don Cinconi and Dale Triplett.
Ross Slacks is the executive president of the Northeast Delta African American Heritage Museum. Ross, it's summertime. It's a good time, I guess, to stop by and see the museum for folks that have never been. What are the hours and where are you guys located?
Okay, we're located at 1051 Chenault Park Drive. That is inside Chenault Park. As soon as you cross the railroad track into Chenault Park, you take right and it'll take you right to us. We're open Tuesday through Saturdays, 10 to 3. But we will accommodate groups at other times if you let us know and we can make accommodations for you.
That's Ross Slacks, Executive Director of the Northeast Delta African American Heritage Museum. Ross, thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Oh, Corey, you know, it's always a pleasure for me to be talking to you. You know, you've always been one of my favorite people. And for those people who don't know Corey, he is one of the funniest guys you will ever want to meet. And I know with him doing the news, you probably don't know it, but I tell you, he is hilarious.
Well, unfortunately for everybody, you've got to put up with me all week this week at the Miss Louisiana pageant. So I'll see you a little later this weekend.
All right, then. Looking forward to it.
That's Ross Slacks. You've been listening to Lanyap on KEDM.